Good morning. You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and we're at Surfaces 2015 in Las Vegas, and I'm in the Crossville space with Lindsay Ann Waltrip. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm great. It's a great first day of the show. We're excited.
Too soon to tell how the show's going to be. You're Vice President of Marketing, and thanks for spending time with us. First, let me ask you, so we just finished 2014. Was it a good year for you?
It was a very good year, and one of the segments where we had great growth was in our actual retailer market. Now, most people know of Crossville as a commercial brand, but in our reported retailer sales, we saw tremendous growth that exceeded that of the residential housing market. So positive news starting out at this opening show that caters to a lot of the retailers out west.
Yeah, you know, I should probably point out that Crossville is about 80% commercial, 20% residential, privately held company, factories in Crossville, Tennessee, and focuses on sustainability and also the number two from a market share perspective. So let's talk about what you're introducing here. I think you've got a new message that you're talking about with Crossville, right?
We do. We looked at what we do, what inspires us at Crossville to make the products that we do. And then we looked at what inspires interior designers, whether they're commercial or residential, and we realized that there were three little letters, G-E-O, at the heart of what we do. So we combine geography, geology, and geometry to create gorgeous, advantageous, and courageous design. And when we really boiled down all of our messaging, it was really exciting to show how unique that could be. And that's a new booth this year to tell that story, a new ad campaign, additional messaging on our website to all boil that down to the heart of what we do.
And geo, I mean, that's got an earth connotation, right?
Exactly. And you can't get more fundamental to that with tile. I mean, we laugh in a way, it's dirt, fire, and water, but it is all of properties of and relating to the earth. And then also combining with our sustainability story, we were the first tile-only company to come out with a sustainability report last year, so further emphasizing that green campaign. If you remember last year, we were naturally Crossville, so just continuing to build on that.
All right, so one of the neat things about this space is that you've segmented your booth so that you're showing some of the areas where tile can be used. You've got a little small restaurant like we are here. You have a retail shopping space. You have healthcare. So it's a really neat way to show in how the product can be used.
It is, and it makes us very functional throughout the year, but our main markets being healthcare, education, quick serve restaurant, hospitality, and that retail space, we wanted to showcase that throughout every show that we do. As well, in this particular show, we have a couple of residential vignettes. But it's important for that residential retail customer of ours to understand Main Street Commercial and how the Crossville brand can help them in their local areas for that independent boutique or that coffee shop down the street, that we're the product that they really should be working with their contractors to specify in those areas.
All right, so let's talk about the new products that you're introducing here this year.
We've got two new products here, as well as some additions to some existing lines. So on the additions, we've updated Buenos Aires Mood and Empire with some new, fresh colors. Those are mainstays in our line. And unlike some companies, when things get a little bit of age on them, we don't scrap them. If the sales are great, we just update them. So that's here. But then our other two lines that are brand new are Ready to Wear, which is kind of a fabric look. It's calibrated. It's a lower price point than what some people may know us as. And it comes in 8 colors. Beautiful. And then the other is Moonstruck. It's a rectified tile that we're also producing in Tennessee. And it's our first 18x36 that we're making in our own plant. So we're going where we've never been before with this awe-inspiring new product for us, and all of the colors in that line are named after lunar missions, so it's really fun for us to talk about.
Okay. And you continue with your laminum product and I think you have a glass tile product as well, don't you?
We do. We launched Sideview Glass about a year and a half ago, but this year it was by two other design magazines the best of year product. And I really feel like, in a way, it brings sexy back to the line, because a lot of people were like, oh, it's the oatmeal palette. And this is for the industry as a whole, not just Crossmeal, but oatmeal or Graze or all these basics. And so we launched Cyview, and they were like, wow, this is so amazingly hot. We recently did a big casino out in California in it, and it is very glamorous.
You know, Lindsay, we do research every year, and this past year, Crossville, the brand name, has risen really high with the A&D surveys that we do. Why do you think that you're all of a sudden the brand to watch?
I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. I think the sustainability portion is one of them. I think that the products that we've come out with in the last 2 to 3 years are all high style. And I think that in the A&D market, it's not just about price. It's a look, it's a feel, it's a story, it's a confidence level. And one of the things that we provide is that confidence. You are on a tough, tight schedule when these buildings go up, and you can't worry about your tile not coming in on a container on a ship. We make it in Tennessee. We can ship it anywhere in the United States within 3 days. That's a great brand promise.
Yeah, I believe you're made in the USA. You give them the look they're looking for. You give them the tools they can use to wow their clients. Sounds very exciting. Good luck this year. Again, been talking to Lindsay Ann Waltrip, who's Vice President of Marketing with Crossville, and you've been watching Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.